When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up today, Tom's in Dallas with Willie Griswold, the Clapton concert, Donnie Baker, divorce, and porn. That's all right after this.
Attention, music lovers. Do you still like music? Well, you're in luck, because one of the most romantic artists of the last year or so, Bob Kevoyan, is once again turning his musical magic into a collection of love songs like you've never heard. Yes, it's Bob Kevoyan's most touching collection of love songs yet, lovingly titled, You Know You Want It, featuring such heartfelt classics as Cab Fare Home, Which Lips Should I Kiss Tonight, I Like My Chicken Jerked, and Bob's biggest hit of all time.
If we do it this way, we can both watch the hockey game.
That's right. It's Bob Kevoyan's You Know You Want It. You asked for more love songs, and Bob answered with such hand-holding instant classics as Poker Face, Semen on Leave, Are Those Real?, and Bob's biggest hit of all time.
Let's eat around the world. Italian bread, French wine, Greek sex.
Ladies, put down your laundry baskets and hurry out to pick up your copy of You Know You Want It by Mr. Romance himself, Bob Kevoyan. Now, let's hear from the maestro.
Hi, I'm Bob Kevoyan. You know, I've been in love with hundreds of women, and each time, I knew it would be forever. And these songs will last forever. These are songs from my heart, written especially for you. Songs like, I'm not the cheating kind, but I'm learning. Sorry I rear-ended you. You promised. The doctor said you gave me more than lovin'. And my biggest hit of all time.
I feel crazy when I'm with you. I want you to feel nuts when you're with me.
Yes, You Know You Want It is a glorious 24 CD collection. In the words of Bob himself,
holy mackerel, look at the size of that box.
That's right, it's a box set. And if you're in the mood to dream about relationships, romance, but mostly about love, grab Bob's great big box set, You Know You Want It, to hear such tearjerkers as Eating Tacos South of the Border, Upper GI Blues, I've Tried Darling But I Can't Find It, You're Out of Town and I'm Out of Kleenex, and the honeymoon classic, Oops, Wrong Entrance, plus Bob's biggest hit of all time.
If you're gonna take half my stuff, tonight you're gonna take it all.
And as a bonus, You Know You Want It also includes Bob's biggest hit of all time.
When you smile at me, I can feel emotion. When you bend over, I can hear the ocean.
That's Bob Kevoyan's You Know You Want It. Great big box set of big bouncy hits. If you order today, you'll also receive Bob's bonus CD tribute to you ladies, Cantaloupes, Mangoes, and Melons, featuring the most romantic online chat song ever written, Pull Up My Facebook and Have a Seat. That's Bob Kevoyan's You Know You Want It, available on Nice Pair Records, as a 24 CD box set for only $149.99 or a free download.
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
He can't help himself. There's a microphone. I have to use it. We're here in the Napa Auto Parts Studios, Bob and Tom Studios, and Tom is remote in Dallas. Good morning, sir.
Friendliest town ever, Dallas, Texas, with my son, Willie.
Good morning.
At the last minute, we got tickets to go see Eric Clapton's Crossroads Festival. That was incredible.
I bet, man, oh man.
Just every artist amazing, some of the greatest guitar players in the world. Eric, of course. John Mayer was just incredible. And Keb Moe got up there by himself in front of a huge crowd, and everybody shut up and listened.
And you said that your phone reminded you that it started at 4 for an eight-hour evening?
I got the tickets at, I don't know, 2:45 in the afternoon. And I didn't look at him. I assumed it was going to be a concert. Figured it probably starts 7 o'clock, 7:30, 8 o'clock.
I was
thinking. And my phone just suddenly goes off and it says, "Eric Clapton Crossroads, 4 o'clock."
Yeah. If only your phone hadn't reminded you, and you'd walked into the venue. So I walk in.
I miss Clapton,
and they're already playing music. I don't know what's going on.
I walk in during cocaine.
I don't understand. He's already on the stage.
These phones, how does it know?
Because you bought the tickets on your phone, and it probably put a message in your calendar.
Did you put the tickets in your wallet?
Yeah.
In your phone?
Yeah.
Actually, I didn't. I gave it to Willie.
I did it all.
That's
for
why
it.
It did. Of course.
I had no idea. I would never have gotten in. Then I got there, and my phone battery started to die. So
your phone also, if you have tickets for a movie, it will remind you to put your phone on Do Not Disturb.
Yes,
it will tell you to do that.
Yep.
Yeah. Did Eric Clapton play Change the World from the Phenomenon soundtrack?
He did not.
Oh, well, I would have demanded my money back, I think.
That was his biggest hit, I think.
Well, who was the guy that didn't play his only hit? Robert Cray.
Oh, Lou Bega showed up and he didn't play Mama No. 5.
Robert Cray played six.
Robert Cray did not play Smokin' Gun. I was disappointed.
No kidding.
Yeah, he's terrific.
Yeah.
I love that song.
Is he going to do that, though? I don't want to play the hit.
The guy sitting next to me who said he doesn't play it anymore, so I don't get that.
I've never gotten that, but still to see Robert Cray is great.
He was great. There, no one wasn't terrific. So, I think that's Clapton's last. Last year, he only played a couple shows in the United States, and I flew to New York to see him. So,
you know, Robert Cray's original backup band was the Fish.
Fish,
that's right.
Robert Cray Fish.
Robert Cray.
Cray and the Fish. Exactly right.
Spelled with a P-H.
They walked sideways on stage. Never mind.
And once again,
those are crabs.
Bill Murray was the host. I don't know if this is available anywhere online to watch, but It was a terrific show. So, Eric, it was to benefit Eric's rehab center in Antigua, somewhere in the Caribbean, and it was just a wonderful. We had a great time, and I would highly recommend it to anyone.
What a cool father-son event there. That's great.
Yeah.
Well, actually, Willie and I had gone to see Eric one other time, and we got there, and the show had been canceled. So this is kind of a payback for something that happened 15 years ago.
Oh, okay.
But it's also great that someone of Willie's era actually likes music that isn't some dude with a laptop up there waving around.
Boy, here's that really drum. Sticks in your collector's craw, doesn't
it? Here's a drum lick that we stole. Okay,
no reason to bring Dead Mouse into it.
Hey.
Real musicians playing real music.
That's the phone ring.
Is that the phone ring?
Let me get that. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie.
Can you hear me good? I'm in a different state. Yeah. I swear to God.
Yes. Yep. We can hear you.
I'm in Washington, D.C. today.
Oh,
just,
really?
Just for a little, I want to check it all out. You know, did you hear they reopened the Washington Monument again?
Mm-hmm. I did last Thursday.
And I ain't sure what the D.C. stands for, Bob and Tom, but the way politicians act, I think it must stand for Dumbass Central or Dick Circus. Swear to God.
I like Dick Circus.
That's never where the slapdick clowns would play.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, that Washington Monument's been closed for 3 years for repairs. That's a long time to fix a building that's just a bunch of stones fashioned into one big penis pillar.
Okay.
You know, how long should it take? Uh-huh. Well, I guess they had to fix the elevators. Uh-huh. But if you take the average American, if they had to climb the steps atop of it, you know they're going to have a heart attack. But as for sightseeing, my best friend Scotty Winkler told me I should go see the Lincoln Memorial.
Sure, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm like, well, no thanks. I don't care if he's a 46th president or how many dogwoods he chopped down. I ain't going to sit on some giant bearded man's lap. Well, swear to God.
You got a lot wrong there, Donnie.
Yep.
Well, the last time I did that, Josh, I peed all over Santa's pants.
All right.
Oh, man.
Show him who's boss.
Our last Santa had one of them gizzard pipes that popped through his beard.
Oh.
And they carved a hole through his beard so he could breathe better. And, so as kids, we'd have to sit on his lap and put our ears up to his pipe to hear what we was getting for Christmas. It's real jaundice. around his beard, real jaundiced way, you know, when poodles drink well water. That's what it looked like.
Yeah.
Put your ear up to it, and most of yours is just getting a Dixie cup full of pus. But anyway, they say the Lincoln Memorial sits at the end of the National Mall.
Sure.
I guess I'd, you know, go to that mall to see if they still got a Chess King store, maybe get me an IOU sweatshirt or something.
Back in the mall, it's a different kind.
Well, anyways, when I'm in Washington, I'd also like to see at the Smith Brothers Museum.
Oh.
Do you know they have a plane that Charles Lindbergh flew over the Atlanta Ocean?
Uh-huh.
I swear to God, that's why they named a cheese after him. And they also got a space reserved for Amelia Earnhardt's plane if she ever shows up.
There you go.
You'd have thought her family could at least pull their race winnings together and hired a private investigator to try to locate her. You know? Hell, we got GPS now. And I ain't sure what the hell it has to do with cough drops. I guess the Smith Brothers are pilots or something. So I got time to study that. Hey, do you guys need me to pick up you some souvenirs? Christy, you probably collect spoons or something.
No, I don't really. No.
How about this? I'll buy some wind-up George Washington wood chatter teeth.
Oh, lovely.
Swear to God.
Yeah. Always fun.
There may be a Lincoln bobblehead, but it damn sure better have a hole in its face or I'm asking for a refund. Swear to God. Oh. I'm going to go.
All right. Donnie.
Yeah. Smith Brothers. I think it's the Smithsonian.
It's, yes, it sure is. Yeah.
Did you see where the elevator actually quit working?
I did.
Saturday?
After 3 years
after
of renovations.
Yes. They had to, yeah.
Well, I'm sure the government hired contracting firm probably got $1 billion to put in that crappy elevator. You ever been up to the top of that, Christy?
No, I've never. I've only been to Washington once in my life. And that was with you and Bob, and I didn't even get to see anything.
That was the time we got to use Larry King's studio.
Yeah.
And it looked like a Larry King's studio couldn't hire a cleaner. Remember that place?
Yes.
Oh, it was filthy, yeah.
Oh.
It was a little rough. But I hope Larry's doing okay. And now that he's just gotten rid of wife number 8, whatever it was.
I'm sure.
Oh, did you see her?
Did you hear something? He's sick or something?
I heard he's broke.
Oh. She says she was blindsided by this divorce. She had no idea.
Yeah, well.
Well, you know, there's a great scene in the Mike Wallace documentary where Mike asks him, you haven't had that great a record in being married. And he said, I always say, if I get home and there's an urgent message from CNN or an urgent message from my wife, I'll call CNN, no question.
So
that might explain.
Man,
it's
his
work over family.
Well, apparently she also was trying to manipulate some money, I think.
And apparently she had the rumor was that she had a number system like a bakery.
I was here before that guy.
That's hard. He didn't get a number. I've been here though. Come on,
Christy. This is weird because I'm in Dallas, Texas, with Willie. I can't see you.
Yeah.
Since I'm not there today, did you wear something colorful and flowery?
Oh gosh, no. I'm still black and gray.
Besides her right cheek.
Oh yeah, my cheek is all purple all the way to my dimple.
It really is. How's it feeling? Okay.
Yeah, it's all right.
All right. We're still hot.
Christy had an encounter with a horse.
Yeah.
And has a gigantic black eye.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's funny how bruises work. Apparently, the blood flow goes down, so it just makes it. Ugh. Ugh. My top of my eye looks good.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
It's crazy looking, right?
Yeah, it is.
It's kind of like back in the day when you'd look up porn on the internet, but it had to like scan down slowly.
Slowly, yeah.
Like starting from your forehead, like, oh no, this is hot. This is, oh geez, what happened to her? She looks like she got headbutted by a horse.
Oh, she got nice hair.
Yeah.
Oh, here comes her face. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Josh, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
I don't think they have this anymore, but there was a time when if you had cable TV, even if you didn't subscribe to the softcore porn channels, they were there, but they'd be scrambled.
Sure, Channel 98. It was the Spice Channel in my house.
Yeah,
I
never subscribed. That was what it was called, really, the Spice Channel?
Yeah.
Do you suppose there's someone out there that got that imprint? They can only watch porn if it's sort of semi-scrambled, and that's what turns them on?
Maybe, absolutely, man.
A psychiatrist listening going, how did he know about Earl?
Did anybody do that? I remember distinctly doing that, and for some reason, every like maybe once an hour, Well, not that I was there sitting there for hours. But
no, no.
You'd see something. You'd
but
see something.
Yes, it would come in perfectly clear for about 5 seconds.
That's what I'm saying.
So and you would think, wait for that?
You would think, oh, my prayers have been answered. And then it would go back to scrambling.
Yeah, there has to be some boy. Poor guy out there that's got that imprinted. And that's the only thing that turns him on.
Oh.
Has to have the woman do some kind of scramble move.
Run back and forth.
Wow, that
would be a little difficult, I would think.
Just so sad.
Mm. Here, let me put on my grandpa's glasses. Okay, now you look a little scrambled there. That's
okay. Christy Lee, what else is going on?
Well, we have a couple of stories out of Texas for you. Talk about a rough breakup. A Texas man is wanted for allegedly divorcing his wife without her knowledge. Mark Herman of Harris County Constable Precinct 4 said in a Facebook post that Paul Nixon filed for and completed divorce proceedings without his wife's knowledge or consent.
My uncle gave me that tip.
What was Nixon? Don? Wasn't it Don Nixon?
Don was Richard Nixon's brother, very successful.
Very successful.
No, really?
Well, one Nixon was was he more successful than the president, you think? Well,
I don't think he had to quit his job at the end.
All right.
I'm not so sure. I'll have to do some homework on that.
According to the Post, an investigation revealed that Mr. Nixon had submitted forged documents and false information to Harris County District Court 257. Nixon also testified to the validity of the documents in a final divorce hearing, thereby committing aggravated perjury.
Oh.
The Post said the divorce has been set aside due to the divorce being filed fraudulently. Authorities are asking for the public's help now because Mr. Nixon can't be found.
That's my favorite part of the legal system is they use the word aggravated a lot.
Yeah.
Aggravated.
What's it called? Aggravated what?
Aggravated.
Perjury. Perjury.
So aggravated perjury.
So that means not just lying, you're lying and angry about it.
You're mad at her.
Aggravated.
Yeah. So she, I'm a little unclear on this. So this guy put false papers in pretending his wife had signed them so the divorce doesn't count then.
Yeah, exactly.
Talk about getting ghosted. She was ghosted the mosted, Your Honor. Well, it was in Texas.
Yes.
That was my Texas accent, didn't that work?
Is that right?
Is that what it was?
That was a Texas accent. Mm. Okay.
Sorry.
Suddenly a janitor comes in, which is your Tom getting his ass beat. We ain't talk like that.
There you go. That's closer. Bam!
That's closer. Friendliest people ever, by the way, Dallas.
You keep saying
very kind. Yeah.
You guys are coming down tomorrow.
I'm skeptical.
Yes.
And you're going to show us where the band stood in the bar. Yeah. We're all looking forward to it.
Once again, we left. We just saw after the Eric Clapton show. Willie and I went to the bar, but we were just too tired, and we found out the next morning that all of the great players from the Crossroads Festival were there. So. I would have liked to have said hello to Vince Gill. Vince, by the way, is on his way to Vegas, right? Aren't the Eagles doing their only two shows of the year in Vegas this next weekend?
Yep.
So I was going to go see those, but I can't fly, so.
Oh.
You're doing the Hotel California album live for the first time.
Maybe you could start liking this driving, where you could drive. Well, how long is it Dallas to Vegas? What is that, 16 hours, 12 hours?
Oh, it's only about 4 hours or so.
No. 4 hours?
Yeah, you got this, Tom.
By the way, you had a heck of a Friday. You drove what, 9-10 hours on Friday?
No, 12.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah. I did stop and had a great lunch with Reno Collier and in Nashville.
Oh, cool.
Really? Another great place.
Did you guys go to Toots in Murfreesboro?
I don't know the place we went. It was just a great burger joint that he knew about.
All right.
So you had a nice solo run all by yourself, thoughts to yourself, and you went, you know what? I'm going to have lunch with somebody.
Huh. Yeah, of course he did. He can't eat by
himself. How many of Godwin's albums did you listen to?
He probably got through at least three or four.
Listen to Willie laughing right out of the gate.
I don't think I deserve that, Josh, or you, Willie.
No, I was asking.
Tom, Dallas to Vegas is only 18 hours.
There you go, see?
So four plus sleeping 14. On Willie's bed.
And then you got to drive from Vegas home. That's got to be a trek.
But you gain a couple hours, right? Don't you gain an hour?
Sure. So it feels like nothing.
Yeah. No, Vegas is on Pacific time, I think, isn't it?
It all comes out in the wash.
Isn't it?
I don't know.
I think it's
mountain.
Right, So, what's coming up, Christy Lee? Give me the teaser.
Well, we have toilet paper in the news. We have camels in the news. And we also have a lot of topless news. Did you know now it's legal for women to go topless in 6 states?
Oh. Rock and roll. Very cool.
Young Willie.
Wilbur.
Likes the boobs.
Seen a boob? Have you seen a boob, Willie?
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.